Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Today, here's that song again. It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again. It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Athletic Association 10-member Home Run Derby.
Welcome to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. I'm Lisa Pry. This is our pregame show, and we are just getting set for a great series here between the St. Lucie Mets and the Palm Beach Cardinals. We are in game five of a six-game set, and the Cardinals are looking for their first win of this series. It's been a tough one. They've lost five in a row, four here at home to the St. Lucie Mets. You can hear behind me, we've got some great pregame things happening on the field. As we have the Little Leaguers. It's Kids Club Night, and the Little Leaguers are being honored. It's also Tacos and Tequila Night. So we are having a great time here at the ballpark, and that's why we are also having an early start. We're so glad that you could join us early today as everyone started off with the tacos and tequila at 11 a.m. here in Abacoa. Our game starts at 3, and then after that, there's dancing, partying, and some more music and concerts and food over in Abacoa, right on Main Street, right next to us here at the ballpark. But joining us today for our pregame show is none other than the Florida State League Pitcher of the Week, Trent Baker, here with the Palm Beach Cardinals. He had a great week against the Jupiter Hammerheads. That was on April 28th. And Trent is from Texas and has enjoyed his stay so far here in Florida. This is his first full season in pro ball. So here is our interview with Trent Baker.
Congratulations on being named the Florida State League Pitcher of the Week for your performance last week against Jupiter.
Thank you.
I'm sure that receiving that kind of, you know, recognition such early in the season really has to feel good for you.
Yeah, it's definitely a confidence booster. Obviously having the first full season, you're not knowing what to do coming into it, but you know, having that and having a consistent routine helps me perform like that. So,
yeah, and you're talking about, you know, getting that confidence booster season in pro ball after being drafted last year. So after being drafted, you know, you came here to Jupiter, but we're in the complex league, so it wasn't like starting spring training and, you know, starting the beginning of the season as a minor leaguer. So what's it been like for you? I'm sure in the off season, you know, trying to figure out how to, like, really prepare yourself then for spring training, then going into spring training and coming into the season then here and having to pace yourself and be ready. And what's that process been like for you?
Yeah, I mean, during the off season, I went to the, you know, professional guys went, big league guys went, and those guys helped me guide me along and told me kind of like what to do here, what not to do, and you know, if your body's feeling this way, do this, and if you're not feeling it, don't do that. So, you know, having that guidance during the off season really helped me for spring training.
And then when you got to spring training, what was it like for you? I know that minor leaguers are, you know, separated a little bit from the big leaguers, and you come a little later. But this year, the big leaguers stayed longer, and even some of the minor leaguers, you know, were able to participate in spring training even more so than normal. So what was your spring like, you know, coming here and putting on the Cardinals jersey and, you know, hanging out and being with all the, you know, big leaguers around too?
Yeah, so having a week of minor league camp before the big league camp started was helpful, you know, kind of getting my routine down and getting the lay of the land and how things work. But, you know, going to big league camp, obviously, I was a little nervous. I was like, man, this is cool. At the same time, like, you know, I got to perform and, you know, make sure I look good in front of marble and all that stuff. But, you know, just little things like that that you think about. But, you know, in the end, it's just the same game. It's just baseball. And obviously, be around, you know, like Wainwright and, you know, guys like that, was really cool getting to talk to him and, you know, making some bonds. So in the future, hopefully, you know, I'll see him in St. Louis.
Yeah, what was that like for you as far as you talk about Wainwright there and to get, you know, some advice or even just to get close enough to watch him and pick up some things? That's just a really, you know, incredible experience for you as a young pitcher coming up in the system. What did he tell you and what did you, you know, observe?
Honestly, it's more what I observed. You know, they're masters of the routine and, you know, they know what their bodies are like and what they need to do. So they, it's a lot of, you know, you got to figure out some self-coaching stuff along the way, because every player is different. So just watching them do their reception routines, and obviously they're good, they're great players, obviously, but they're just really good at the routines and what they do every day. So I think that's the biggest thing I learned.
Mm-hmm. Any coaches even that really helped you during spring training and maybe gave you a piece of advice?
Being with Mad Dog, he's a funny coach. He just said, you just got to go out there and just compete. Doesn't matter if they hit it or not. Just go out there and fill up the zone and everything will work out fine. So I think the biggest thing from him was just filling up the zone. And maybe one thing he said, if you get behind in the count, don't be scared to throw a changeup. So that's one of the things he told me. So just because he said, when you get behind in counts, hitters looking for a fastball, right? 3-1 count, 2-1 count. So if you throw a changeup in there for a strike and get him to roll over or pop out. So that was some good advice he gave me.
Yeah, I always want to keep everybody on their toes and keep them guessing, too, especially as you
right.
go through the order, more than once and see the players, the hitters, later in the game, too. What great advice. Now, coming into, pro ball this season and here in the Florida State League, you are encountering some new rules that you've the pitch clock, we have the automatic balls and strike system. Which rules do you like, dislike, or you're indifferent to?
So I think the pitch clock is fine with no runners on base, but when you get guys second base, the pitch clock, it needs to be a few more seconds to make sure you can hold runners. And I think because I've been watching recently, like we get runners in second base and we can't hold them properly. So they're getting big leads and they're stealing third base just because the clock is too quick, in my opinion. But I think, no runners in base is fine. Having the two pickoff rule or step off or time, calling time, that's fine. I mean, it helps speed up the game a little bit and helps pitchers, not sit there and pick over all the time. But I think the biggest thing needs to be changed is the runner in second base or runners on base with the pitch clock. It's just a little too quick, in my opinion.
Yeah, I've heard the same thing, that just to get that extra time that, like you said. And what about balls and strikes? Which day of the week do you like to pitch? The day where there's only ABS, or it's the umpires and then the opportunity to challenge the call?
For me, I don't worry about that stuff. I just try to go out there and get guys out and compete. So, I've pitched on all the days of ABS or umpires as challenge or just umpires, and I don't see a difference in my performance just because, I just help the zone in general, not just saying, but, the ABS is, it's good sometimes, but sometimes there's some pitches they miss, but, that's, if any system's not perfect, but, obviously overall I don't think it's a big deal for me.
Have you used the challenge?
Yeah, I've gotten a couple strikeouts from the challenge, so it's helped a little bit.
Oh, that's good then, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard. The one thing, it's hard being a competitor that, you have to really, pull back and say, okay, is this the right time to use it? Because you want to use it sometimes, probably, in hitters, too, that, you just get caught up in it, so you have to really, think about it. But, yeah, that's great that you used it correctly and, it went in your favor. As far as growing up, you're from Texas, and you played college ball in Texas. Football is big, just like it is in Florida. Did you ever play football, and how did you end up in baseball if you did?
Yeah, I played football my freshman year of high school. It was fun. I did pretty well, but I think, my calling was baseball more than anything, my body type at that point. So, I wasn't always a pitcher, too, in high school. I didn't really start pitching until my sophomore year of high school. I was always a pitching guy before that, so football didn't really have a big impact in my baseball career. So I just decided to focus on baseball in high school, and I'm glad I did.
And what did you say as far as what position did you play before pitching?
I played catcher mostly.
You're a catcher, so using your arm a lot, but then reversing it and better then. Than catching.
Oh, yeah, pitching, yeah. I mean, over time, over those, first few years of pitching, I had to learn a lot. But, over that time, I grew to love it. And obviously, coming from a catcher, pitchers, different arm slots, different, throwing motions. So coming from a catcher, you'd be short-armed and quick. To becoming a pitcher, you're kind of more long-armed. And more timing to it. So I think that was just the biggest hurdle to come over from, you know, from being a catcher to a pitcher, but I'm glad I did.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And then finally, we've seen you pitch. We have the stats and everything about you, but who are you? Who's Trent Baker? What do you like to do away from the ballpark?
I have some property back in Texas. I like going hunting and spending time with family and friends out there. I always enjoy doing that. Also, one day I try to get my pilot's license, so I'm always, watching videos and planes and how to fly and stuff like that. So that's what I like to do.
Well, that sounds exciting and great. You'll have to enjoy some of the fishing, too, here in Florida. Well, thank you
Absolutely.
So much for joining me here, Trent, on our Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network pregame show.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
And that our flag will stay there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh,
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome here to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. We are set for the first pitch on the hill for the Palm Beach Cardinals. It's the lefty, Chris Girard. First pitch delivered to Alex Ramirez with the Mets, and it's a hit on the ground to Moore at third, throw to first in time, and we're just cruising. We're ready to go. It's 3 o'clock, and no one's waiting up for anything, because after this game, everyone's going back for dancing and fun over on Abacoa area right across the street. So there's one down. Ramirez grounded out to the third baseman, Sander Mora. That'll bring up Stanley Consuegra, the center fielder, batting .287 on the season. We're getting the fans to roll on in. Little League Day, Kids Club Day, Tacos and Tequila Day, as Girard delivers and misses outside. One ball and two strikes. So the Mets, here's the lineup for St. Lucie. They are the first place team in the East Division, coming in an 18-7 foul ball off the bat of Consuegra. Ramirez led things off. He'll play left field. He grounded out just a few pitches ago. Consuegra at the plate, batting from the right side, facing the lefty Girard. Here's the pitch. That one's just off the mark outside. So the count is two balls and two strikes. Newton is on deck. In the four spot is Guerrera, pop up to the right side. Going back is Otamendi. At the warning track, he makes the grab. The ball, or the wind is actually blowing out. We're used to it blowing in and gusting in here, even in the press box blowing. Now it looks like the flags are turned around. So they're blowing in this way, then they're blowing out. But that ball definitely got a ride from the wind. But Otamendi was there to make the grab in right field. Quickly, there are two down, so Ramirez, Consuegra are out. Newton is now at the plate, batting from the right side. He's the switch hitter, switching over to the right side, facing the lefty Gerard on the hill for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Newton swings and misses. On deck is Guerrera, then it's Dominguez, Lugo, De Los Santos, Barrasierta, and Rivera. So Ramirez, Consuegra, Newton, Guerrera, Dominguez, Lugo, De Los Santos, Barrasierta, and Rivera for the visiting St. Lucie Mets. No balls, two strikes to Newton. The kick, the pitch, ball under the knees of Newton at the plate. He's batting 303. Big hitter last night, went 2-for-4, two-run home run. So he drove in two and also scored two runs. 1-2 is the count to Newton. Coming back, that one's fouled away. Chris Gerard is 1-1, 4.22 ERA in six games. This is his first start this season for the Palm Beach Cardinals. He's pitched 10 2/3 innings, allowed seven hits, five runs. They were all earned. Walked 9, but struck out 20 in those 10 2/3 innings of work. Opponents batting 189. 2-2 the count. Gerard delivers inside. That backs off Newton, and the count goes full with two outs. It's an overcast day here at the ballpark. As we mentioned, the wind is blowing out now. It's just circling all around, though, as we watch those flags flap, but now it's blowing out. Breaking ball, the outside part of the plate. Newton goes fishing. He comes up empty. So it's 3-3 as we head to the bottom of the first. First up for the Cardinals, it'll be Mendoza, Reichenborn, and Tavallin.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not tuning out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. We're in the bottom of the first with the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. Lisa Pride alongside Sean Tomlinson. First up here for the Cardinals is Ramon Mendoza batting 194. A couple of doubles. Drove in runs so far this season. This is his 12th game with the Cardinals. Fouls this ball off. So quickly, Mendoza is in the hole. Nothing in two. Dominic Hamill is on the hill for the visiting St. Lucie Mets here in Game 5. He's a righty, 1-1 on the season. Delivers the pitch, 1-2 the count to Mendoza. Hamill, 1-1, 3.68 ERA. This is his fifth start here with the Mets. 14 2/3 innings pitched, allowed 7 runs, 6 were earned. Upstairs heat, swing and a miss. Mendoza will go down swinging. There's one down. That'll bring up Tyler Reichenborn for the Cardinals. After Reichenborn, it's to Vallon. Hamill on the hill, though, in his 14 2/3 innings of work. He has struck out 18. Make it number 19 right here as Mendoza swings and misses. Opponents batting 259 against the righty on the hill with the Mets. Starting off, Reichenborn inside, 1-0. Tyler batting from the right side. He's batting 295 in 23 games with the Cardinals, having a great series against the story, but stays in the ballpark. It's playable there for Alex Ramirez at first to make the catch over by the bullpen of the Cardinals. So Reichenborn is retired as he pops up in foul territory to the first baseman, Ramirez. For the Cardinals, Mendoza led off, struck out. Reichenborn, the center fielder, popped out in foul territory. And now it's the designated hitter, Osvaldo Tavallon. Tavallon batting 284 in the season. First pitch misses away. Jeremy Rivas, the shortstop, batting 261, will follow Tavallon. In the fifth spot, it's Mora. Then Rodriguez Otamendi. In the eighth spot, it's the catcher for the Cardinals, McKeithen, and then Hernandez. So for the Cardinals, it's Mendoza, Reichenborn, Tavallon, Rivas, Mora, Rodriguez, Otamendi, McKeithen, and Hernandez. Hamill on the hill, Jose Rivera receiving him. Two balls and a strike to Tavallon as he steps out, calls time, adjusts his batting gloves, and then steps back in. Hamill kicks, delivers. Framing it nicely is Rivera. Doesn't get the call, though. It's outside, 3-1. At first base, for the Mets, it's Alex Ramirez. At second, Guerrera. Newton's at short, Lugo's at third. From left to right in the outfield as the ball misses wide of the plate. Tavallon patient, he'll walk to first. That's his 12th walk on the season. So actually, I have Ramirez here twice. I'm sorry, the first baseman is Raul Barrascierta. I don't know how I snuck Ramirez in there double, but he is not cloned and doesn't have a twin or a double. So at first base, it's actually Raul Barrascierta, as I write him in, at first base. So from left to right in the outfield, Alex Ramirez is in left, Stanley Consuegra in center, and Carlos Dominguez in right. First pitch strike delivered to Rivas, the shortstop, batting 261 for Gary Kendall's Palm Beach Cardinals. Now the wind is blowing left to right, and that ball is going over by the Cassidy Cool Zone and right out of play. Looks like Brady Hall is coaching first base for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Or actually, it's the hitting coach, Kadeem Octave. Ball dropped by Rivera, the catcher, but that will keep Tavallon at first base as Rivera keeps it in front of him. The Cardinals are wearing their home whites. Might not look as white as they did yesterday. Boy, they were sparkling white in the sunshine. Here we have overcast. They still look good, though, because we have a great clubhouse manager that I've actually been back over in the clubhouse for when the St. Louis Cardinals are here during spring training and during spring and during the minor league season, getting some advice on how to actually clean the dirt out of white jerseys and white pants, because my son plays baseball, and boy, is it tough to get that mud out. Foul ball out of play, so the count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. There is some like secret sauce, secret soap, as they like to say, some powerful stuff that the St. Louis Cardinals left behind for the minor leaguers to use, and they can get this red dirt right out. I didn't grow up with red dirt up in Ohio. I don't know if it was easier for my mom to clean it out of our You know, uniforms are not, but this red stuff really sticks, and it looks like they've packed on the water yesterday, too. They really wet the field down, and there's no sunshine out here today, so that dirt is going to, you know, that red mud is going to stay on these pans. But the other secret, besides this great soap that could get anything out, was also sometimes they lay out the really dirty jerseys. Grounder to the shortstop, throw across the diamond. That's the third out as Rivera. What they do is they power wash them. Just lay out the jerseys and the pants and take the power washer to them and get the mud off and then throw it in the washer. We'll be back. Top of the second. You never know what little hints I'm going to bring you. We've got zeros on the board.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
First pitch off the bat of Justin Guerrera, and that goes to deep right field, having Otamendi right at the warning track in right, but he makes the grab. So Guerrera is retired as he flies out. Down, Carlos Dominguez will step in. Dominguez, the right fielder for the Mets, in 21 games is batting .253. Couple of doubles, 8 home runs, 19 runs batted in. First pitch delivered by Girard. That one misses. 1-0, no strikes. Dominguez off the end of the bat to the right side. That'll drop in for at least a base hit. It holds him up at first because it's right in front of Otamendi. And Dominguez doesn't want to chance it. That's his 21st hit and now his 22nd game with the Mets. We've seen the Mets. They have really been attacking with the bats. They have acquired quite a few hits this series. Last night, 11 hits, 8 runs against Palm Beach. The Cardinals had 6 hits and 3 runs. Swing and a miss to William Lugo, the third baseman. He'll bat from the right side. But in the first 2 games, the Mets, 23 hits they had. The thing is, 12 hits in the first game, only 3 runs, and 11 hits in the second game and only 3 runs. So with all those hits, they don't really produce all the runs. And talking to the Mets, it seems like they're really free swingers. You know, they're swinging a lot and they're swinging at everything. And it's one thing that I heard that they're working on to have, you know, a little more patience at the plate and not swing at everything. But boy, have they been getting a lot of hits with their swings here this season or this series. 2-1, 1 one out. Girard looks the runner back at first, then delivers. That one misses low. 3-1, the count to Lugo. We mentioned that the Palm Beach Cardinals, they're wearing their home whites, white tops, white bottoms. Some guys like to wear the socks up high to show the stripes. I don't think anyone has solid red socks. You either have your pants down low or up high and show the stripes. Looks like the whole infield, except for the pitcher, has their pants up high to show the traditional Gardana bat logo across their chest. Script Palm Beach. Red caps with the PB in white is what the Cardinals are wearing today, much like they did yesterday. Sometimes they like to mix it up for these home games. Swing and a miss. Lugo, as we mentioned, the free swinging of the Mets is the second out here in the second. That's his 31st strikeout. Lugo, he has struck out now 31 times this season, and he's in his 21st game. That'll bring up Omar De Los Santos. De Los Santos, the designated hitter. He's batting in the seventh spot in the lineup for the Mets. First pitch, fouls into the screen behind home plate. The Cardinals don't want De Los Santos on the base pass because, boy, does he run. He has 12 stolen bases on the season. Mets wearing their road grays, gray tops, gray bottoms. Little tapper, that one goes foul to the left side. St. Lucie in script across their chest in orange outlined by their royal blue. Royal blue caps. Both teams looking like their parent team, the big league team. Both called the same thing. New York Mets, St. Lucie Mets. Palm Beach Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals. Little tapper to the left side brings Gerard off the mound. He tries to field it, bobbles it. No play then to first base. So that has De Los Santos safely at first and moves Dominguez over to second.
The first baseman, number 24, Raul Berciera.
With two down, the righty comes to the plate. Raul Berciera, the first baseman. Through 16 games, he's batting .305. He's only driven in one run. He has a chance to do it here with a runner in scoring position at second, and then De Los Santos at first right now. Rivera on deck. Here's the pitch. That one misses in. One ball and no strikes. Berciera likes to wear his socks up high. Now they have the solid royal blue socks when they pull them up high. It's in center field. Looks like it'll be playable and easy catch for Reichenborn out there, and it is. So Berciera flies out to center. No runs on a hit. No errors. Two men left. We'll head to the bottom half of the second. It'll be Mora, Rodriguez, and Otamendi.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the second for the Palm Beach Cardinals. It's Sander Mora than Rodriguez matchup. Inside goes Hamill upstairs and he misses. It's more to really back up and think about things as that ball was coming right by his chin. Two balls, no strikes. Swing lifting this ball into left field is Mora. Waiting on it is Ramirez. Little flare out there as he kind of just nonchalant puts his glove up to make the grab. Don't copy that, Little Leaguers. I know they're here today, that little last-minute one-hand grab. Two hands. One down, that'll bring up the first baseman, Luis Rodriguez. Through 13 games, he's batting .234, has three doubles. 11 hits, maybe here's number 12. Wow, great job by the shortstop, though, to scoop it up. Make a spin throw to first. It won't be in time, though. Rodriguez, it looked like the ball was going up the middle to the left of the second base bag. But Newton, with his athleticism, he reaches out. He's got long arms and long legs. Was able to get the ball in his glove, spin around, and in one fluid motion through to first base. But Rodriguez was able to get there just a hair ahead of the ball. Rodriguez with the infield base hit then. Going after the first pitch is Otamendi. Fouls this one out of play. So, Sean, do you like our scoreboards out there? We've got two giant ones. We just need to get them to work, right?
Yeah, they should be up and running soon. We're hoping that Roger Dean can get us updated.
Yeah, we still just have the one small one, but it looks nice to at least have those scoreboards up there. And maybe next series, up in the air, the ball is in foul territory. Running after it is Barisierta, and it looks like at the net and at the wall, right by the Cardinals' dugout, into the bullpen, he makes the grab. That was a very, very tough play. Barisierta's got his glove on his hip. I mean, he had to twist and turn to make sure there's only a very thin mat on that concrete wall. He's kind of taking a look at that wall and the netting. I think it was very helpful to have the netting there for, you know, that's supposed to protect the fans from flying bats and balls, but I think it's been helping some of the ballpark and not falling when they go after balls like that into the stands. But that was caught, and Otamendi is retired as he pops out in foul territory to Barisierta, the first baseman. What a catch that was, Sean.
Great catch.
At first is Rodriguez, McKeithen at the plate. 0-1, here's the pitch. Breaking ball that misses inside. Wind is now blowing left to right. I feel like I need to do play-by-play on the wind for each batter as it changes. It's continuously changing. I was listening to the Cubs-Dodgers game on the way here. It just started around 1 p.m. Eastern time. The 1-1, and then the pitcher stops in mid-pitch and falls, you know, towards the home plate. That'll be a balk, though, as I think he just, you know, I don't know. He's kicking around. He's got dirt in his spikes. He's kicking it on the grass, trying to make sure he doesn't slip again. He didn't fall all the way to the ground, but he slipped. He, like, fell and
lost
caught himself.
Balance.
Yeah, he lost his balance there. That's a balk that puts Rodriguez at second base now in scoring position with two outs. So Hamill delivers. Two balls and a strike with two down. But as I was saying, we're talking about the wind, and on the way here listening to the Cubs-Dodgers game, and they were talking about the wind in Wrigley. It is always windy in the Windy City, of course, in Chicago. And one of the broadcasters, a former player, was talking about, you could watch the flags as much as you want all day long, but that wind that's circling up high is not actually the same wind that's actually in the ballpark. So he said you have to, you know, take some grass like the golfers do and throw it up and see which way the wind's blowing in the outfield down low, and that's what you trust more than the flags. I know here, Sean, what we see on the right side is not always what's going on the left side of the diamond as far as the wind goes. It could be gusting out on the right side and blowing in on the left or vice versa. You know, it's,
yeah,
you just got to know your
trick.
Ballpark, right?
Yeah, that's a neat trick, picking up grass and checking which way the wind blows to kind of help you get in position.
Here's the 2-2. That's a slow roller right side. Second baseman has it. Throws in the glove. Barisierta squeezes it, so McKeithen is out as he grounds out to second. That'll end the second here. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left on base. We'll go to the top of third, 0-0.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
In Jupiter, Florida, overcast day, but the sun is trying to peek through. The Cardinals 0-0 here with the Mets. We're in the third. First up for the Mets in the top of the third is Jose Rivera. He's the number nine hitter, the catcher. Through 15 games, he's batting 167. Gerard, first pitch, strike. Here's the 0-1. That one misses away. Here on the weekends, the umpires are calling the balls and strikes. But the pitcher, the catcher, and the hitter both have the opportunity to challenge the umpire's ball and strike call. And the ABS then can tell everybody if it's overturned or not, if the umpire is correct or not, and if it was a ball or a strike. And each team has three challenges. You keep your challenges if you're correct, but each time you're incorrect, you lose a challenge. 3-1 is the count. Gerard delivers inside. Pushes away Rivera from the plate, but he'll head to first base with the walk. So I think it's been fun. What about you, Sean, to, you know, watch as the guys challenge the calls? And, you know, some of the guys, you have to really hold back. You want to, like, challenge early when you're so competitive or in certain situations, but you have to remember, is this a good time to challenge or not? You don't want to lose those challenges for your team.
No, I think it's a interesting aspect. A lot of the pitchers will try to challenge some of those throws, challenge some of those balls. So it's interesting. And when they win the challenge, you get to see them a little excited about their strikeout. So
it could be a game, you know, difference there. It could be a big difference. And at the plate right now, Alex Ramirez, he grounded out back in the first, so he's 0-1. Right now, nothing and two against the left fielder. As if you missed the pregame show or if you listened to it, you heard Trent Baker with the Cardinals talking about how he had used the challenge a couple times, and he won. So that was good that he, you know, really believed that he threw a strike. The umpire called it a ball. It was overturned by the ABS. So he didn't hurt his team. And only talking to the manager for the Cardinals, Gary Kendall, we talked about the challenge rule and how, you know, everyone's kind of liking it, but it would be nice, especially in the low A level, to let the coaches have some say in it too. Kind of have the strategy that way instead of just leaving it up to these young players. That way the coaches can keep track of it and kind of, you know, make sure that the players are using it in the right time. You don't want to lose a challenge when it could be a key, you know, moment in the game. Gerard misses here, and he will walk Ramirez, so back-to-back walks. Rivera goes to second, Ramirez at first. So that's one thing I believe that, you know, kind of agree with that too, that I think the coaches should be involved in the challenges just like they're involved, you know, at the big league level with the replay.
Do you think it'll slow up the game a little bit, or?
I don't. I think it's still, because the thing, even though the coaches would have an opportunity to be a part of the challenge system, it goes so quickly because the ABS tells you right away. It's not like watching a replay. It's like the ABS, the automatic balls and strikes. Each player here in the Florida State League has been measured before the season starts. And so they have their strike zone already ready, and it automatically tracks each, you know, pitch. So all it is a matter of the umpire tapping his head, going upstairs. The ABS, you know, operator tells the umpire in his earpiece if it's a ball or strike, and it just goes so quickly. So I don't think there's, you know, even adding the coaches would make it a big delay, and I think they might like it in the big leagues. It's a quick little thing. Hard hit up the middle, scooped up by the second baseman, steps on second, then throws to first base for the double play. So that was a key double play, yet it moves Rivera to third base. He's one step closer to scoring here with two outs. So Consuegra hits into a double play. That's a 4-4-3 if you're scoring at home. Ramirez out at second. Consuegra out at first base. And Newton then will come to the plate. Girard delivers a strike at the belt inside. 99 on the season. He's 0-1 as he struck out back in the first. When you look at the Mets lineup, they have power at the plate. Free swingers, though, because once you look at the strikeouts, Consuegra struck out 30 times. Newton here, a little more patient, but he's has struck out 25 times in this season already in just 1 month. Dominguez has struck out 34, Lugo 31, De Los Santos 30 times. So they've got a lot of hits, you know, have been producing a lot of runs, but at the same time, they are striking out a lot. Strike delivered, breaking ball to Newton. He's a switch hitter batting on the right side today, facing the lefty, Girard. Runner at third base with two down for the Mets. The pitch. Tapper to the left. That's foul. Also in the pregame show, Trent Baker, pitcher for the Palm Beach Cardinals and our Florida State League pitcher of the week, mentioned that the pitch clock, he doesn't mind it when there's no runners on the base pass, but when there is a runner on the base path, he thinks that there needs to be a little more time added then. And I've heard that too around the league so far, that it just rushes the pitcher and they don't have that opportunity to really look the runner back. And he feels and sees that a lot of guys are stealing third base, even, you know, it's going from second to third, because there's just not a lot of time for the pitcher to really set themselves, look the runner back, kind of, you know. And yesterday we saw an error by the pitcher throwing, you know, a couple times to, I think, second and third, or at least second base out there. So that, you know, it rushes them when there's runners aboard. To the left side on the run is Mora. He throws, and in one motion, Newton is retired as he grounds out to third. So the Mets threaten, leave one stranded at third, and they come up empty. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left on base. 0-0 as we head to the home half of the third. Join us for a fantastic Kids Club night.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome
to buy your home, you became a house.
Welcome back. We're in the bottom of the third. First batter at the plate for the Cardinals is Brandon Hernandez. He grounds out to second. That was a quick at-bat for Hernandez. Now we're back up to the top of the order for the Palm Beach Cardinals. It's Mendoza, the left fielder, struck out back in the first. Through a couple of innings now, Hamill has allowed a hit, no runs, has only walked one, and has struck out one. That one strikeout was Mendoza, who's at the plate right now. Curveball and is out in front of it early as he fouls it over by manager Gary Kendall, who's coaching third base. Nothing and two, the pitch. Looks like Hamill went for another curveball that just got away from him as it went over the head of Mendoza, who's at the plate right now. Looks like we have a mariachi band out there, and I saw Dora the Explorer. Who else is going to pop up here at the ballpark today? Another breaking ball. This one fouled off the catcher. He's not happy as the manager, Robbie Robinson, and the trainer are coming out. He took his glove and shook him away. He's like, get away. But then he gets up off the ground and talks to his trainer and manager. I think Robbie Robinson, the manager for the Mets, I think he likes to come out and talk to everyone. Yesterday, I don't know how many delays we had where he came out, talked to the umpires, talked to his players. Barrasierta needed a new glove. You know, you look at the time of the game yesterday. I know these games have been going quick. It says 2:37, and I think maybe 37 of those minutes was Robbie Robinson out there talking. That ball was challenged, the pitch, and that will strike out Mendoza looking then. Maybe that, well, I know Robinson can't challenge it, but maybe he told his catcher to say something. So there's two down. Tyler Reichenborn will step in. We just talked about the challenge last inning, and it was used for the first time here in favor of the Mets, so they keep their three challenges. Sometimes it surprises me when they use it so early, you know, but I guess, you know, if you really strongly feel that was a strike, then you want to get it right then and get your, you know, second out, especially to the leadoff hitter. You don't want the Cardinals to get anything going here at the top of the order. And then Reichenborn here at the plate, even though he popped up his first trip up, he has been a hot hitter as Reichenborn was 2-for-4 yesterday. And I've seen him hit, you know, we watched him last week, I believe it was on a Saturday, also.
Yes,
and a hit
did.
On a Friday when we were heard. Yeah, so I think he's had a nice little streak of hits going this past week. So they'd rather see Reichenborn with two outs anyway, so a well-used challenge there. The umpire needs some help from, that's Chad Westlake behind the plate, from Trey Ward around the base pass, and Ward said no, Reichenborn did not go. Flags blowing out. Full count here to the center fielder for the Cardinals. Hamill kicks, delivers. That one misses. Reichenborn just throws everything off. Throws his bat on the ground, his gloves, and what else is he taking off? All his armor. The bat boy watches and follows him down to first base. Our bat boy is bigger than Reichenborn there. He's a pretty big, tall bat boy. And yesterday, I didn't even pay attention that we had another bat boy here for the Palm Beach Cardinals. I should have noted him that he is the oldest bat boy in baseball, we think, at least in the minor leagues.
Number 11, Tolovan, is up to bat.
That's right. Osvaldo Tavalin is up to bat as Reichenborn walk with two down. Tavalin walked his first trip on, pitch throwed. That's Hamill, throw over to first, but Reichenborn's back in time. I was looking up Don McKay, 74 years young. I wanted to make sure I got that right, as he was the bat boy here for the Palm Beach Cardinals last night. That was his second time being bat boy this season, so he's the oldest bat boy, at least here in the league, and we think throughout baseball. And now I see Don. He also, if you come to the ballpark, say hi to him because he's usually in the information booth or he is selling programs. And sometimes you can see him then in, you know, dressed up and has his Bat Boy uniform on. There he is right in front of us. That's Don McKay with his Bat Boy uniform. Don, we're talking about you. To Valen at the plate. He'll bat from the left side, righty on lefty matchup. One ball and two strikes. Sean, you ever going to be a Bat Boy here? Do you want to take on that work here too?
Yeah, I might have to beat him out for the oldest one.
Oh, I don't think so. Off the end of the bat to the left side. Tavallon goes opposite. It gets by the third baseman. Sliding into third is Reichenborn. So the Cardinals have runners at first and third with two down. Jeremy Rivas, the cleanup hitter for Palm Beach, will step up to the plate next. So that's why the Mets wisely used their challenge, because they knew that there's a couple of good hitters right here, and the Cardinals, you know, they've seen them. They've got some runs here this series. The games have been tight except for last night. The Cardinals, even the night before, game went into 11 innings as the Cardinals scored three runs to tie the ball game 3-3 in the bottom of the ninth. So you can never count out Palm Beach. First pitch to Rivas. He fouls it out of play. Nice job of hitting by Tavallon. He took that ball, you know, opposite, right past the third baseman, Lugo, who had no chance. It went down the line into left. Ball thrown by Hamill. Catcher Rivera stays in front of it, but bobbles it, but he still keeps with it because he watches Reichenborn the whole time at third base. Doesn't want him to come around to score. It's still 0-0 here at the ballpark. I'm waiting for them to deliver the tacos up here. I think on tacos and tequila, we should have some tacos, right? We need to sample them.
Exactly.
Oh, the mariachi band. Are they playing in between innings, or they're all set? They even have their microphone. And there's Dora the Explorer and the other characters right by them.
We might get a show out here today, Liesl.
We're always putting on a show, right?
Yes,
the Cardinals, at least. Maybe us, too. Well, kicks and delivers. He misses wide of the plate. I think it's never a dull day here at the Dean. I wish fans could be here on Sunday and Tuesday. Maybe next season. After COVID and not having, you know, a season in 2020 pop up to the right side, it just goes over the bullpen and the Cardinals relievers sitting on their fold-out chairs right behind them. We even have fans that are sitting right behind in the bullpen area, that there's tables and chairs out there. That it's a nice little seating area that I'm not sure about today, but during spring training, it comes with all-you-can-eat food if you sit in those tabled seats in the bullpen. 2-2, two down. Ball pops away from the catcher. Reichenborn, though, only takes a couple of steps and doesn't attempt to go home. But that will advance Tavallon to second base on the wild pitch. So Reichenborn didn't feel like he had a good enough jump, but that ball got by Rivera very quickly and very close to the on-deck circle for the Cardinals on the right side. Hamill didn't really get a good jump to come and cover, but Cardinals playing it safe. It's 0-0, two outs. Runners in scoring position, full count. Here's the pitch. A little chopper that goes off of Rivas. So he'll stay alive. Bullpen action for the visiting Mets right now. It's been interesting. And, you know, having the six-game series, you kind of either go with a six-man rotation, keep with your traditional five-man rotation, or figure out some piggyback starts. And especially when you have a night game coming to a midday game and tomorrow coming to an early noon game. So the Mets trying to figure out, you know, their pitching situation also. Jammed in on the hands, on the ground, and the Cardinals will score first. Here comes Tavallon around third. He'll score standing up. The Cardinals score first and quickly. He nothing off that ball of Rivera's bat. He was jammed, hit it, what looked like it was going to be a routine play for the second baseman, but the ball knocked off his glove into right field, and the Cardinals are up now 2-0. good job of running by Tavallon as he, you know, that's an important run right there, especially when you're playing the first place St. Lucie Mets. Revis at first base, Mora at the plate. He flied out back in the second, so he's 0-for-1. The little things went in the favor of the Cardinals here in the third. Foul ball into the screen behind home plate. No balls and two strikes. Revis at first. As I mentioned, that looked like it would be, you know, a routine ground out. Guerrera had some leather on it. Swing and a miss. That will end the inning as Mora strikes out, but not before the Cardinals could add two runs and take the lead here in the bottom of the third. We'll head to the top of the fourth. For the Mets, it'll be Guerrera, Dominguez, and Lugo.
On the third base side for the sweetest of treats. Ice cream flavors include Superman, chocolate, cookies and cream, and vanilla. If Italian ice is more your thing, well, enjoy cherry, a lemon, and a blue raspberry today. Fans, please direct your attention to the top of the Cardinals dugout.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not a thing, but it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Justin Guerrera at the plate for the Mets. Swings and misses. Gerard on the hill. Dominguez Lugo after Guerrera. The pitch. Strike at the knees. No balls and two strikes to Guerrera. The second baseman flied out back in the second. He's 0-for-1. Swings, misses. It's dropped by the catcher. Throw down to first base in time. And Guerrera is retired as he strikes out. And doesn't beat the throw to first base either. That'll bring up Carlos Dominguez. He leads the team with home runs. He has 8. Hit 3 home runs in 3 at-bats the first 2 games of the series. You got to watch out for Dominguez. He also, though, can find the holes in his swing as a strike is delivered. Because Dominguez has struck out 34 times. Singled back in the second, though, to the right side. He's 1-for-1. Yesterday, Dominguez struck out 3 times. He was on base once. He doubled. Or actually on base twice as he doubled and walked. That double, later he went around to score. The Cardinals never had the lead yesterday. 3 loss. Fly ball to the right side. Going back. Is Otamendi, puts his glove up, makes the grab right short of the warning track. It seems like any ball that you get up in the air and right, if that wind still continues to blow out, Otamendi, he's in for a run. He's tracking that down every fly ball close to the warning track and the wall. Nice job by Otamendi out there as Dominguez is retired as he flies out to right. 2 down, William Lugo will step in. Lefty and righty matchup. Lugo struck out back in the second. Gerard has struck out three Mets hitters today. He's walked a couple. He's only allowed one hit. This one might drop in, though. It will. A base hit into right field, and that puts Lugo aboard at first with two down. The Mets find themselves behind today, something that they weren't at all last night.
Omar De Los Santos.
It was a piggyback start for the St. Lucie Mets pitchers last night as Ziegler started the game, pitched four innings, allowed a couple of hits, a couple of runs, struck out four, but it was Seymour that came in relief, and he actually pitched five innings, one more than the starter, so he picked up the win, allowing four hits, only one run, and struck out four. Seymour's ERA is 0.45, so once the Cardinals saw Seymour coming in, they knew it was going to be tough to score some runs. They had a hard time. They did get on base, though, the Cardinals last night, but left the bases loaded more than once. Cardinals left nine stranded last night. Two balls and a strike to De Los Santos. Weak little grounder up the middle, shorts to first, and it's in time. So De Los Santos is retired as he grounds out to short. One stranded, no one crosses the plate here, and one hit. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth. Cardinals up 2-0.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Luis Rodriguez is at the plate for the Cardinals. First pitch delivered by Hamill was a ball. This pitch, the 1-0 pitch, also a ball missing as the sun starts to peek out. Two balls, no strikes. Swing and a miss. 2-1. Dominic Hamill, 23 years of age, gets Rodriguez to swing and miss again. So 2-2 is the count. He's 6'2", 206, delivers in on the hands. Foul ball to the left side off the bat of Rodriguez. Born in Chandler, Arizona, drafted by the Mets just last year in the third round out of Dallas Baptist. Dallas Baptist University in Texas. Hamill played high school ball in Texas at Hamilton High School. Count going full here to Rodriguez. He's only walked one time in 13 games, now his 14th game here with the Cardinals. Swing and a miss. That's strikeout number 18, though, for Rodriguez. And strikeout number 4 for Hamill here through 3 1/3 innings. That'll bring up Hansel Adamendi. Adamendi is 0-1 today. He popped up to the first baseman in the second. They list Hamill, though, as residing here in West Palm Beach. So Hamill born in Arizona, grew up and played high school and college ball in Texas, and now calls West Palm Beach home. He must have decided that this is the place to be in the off season, is to be here in West Palm. Texas isn't too bad in the winters, though, I'm sure. He can spring train, though, and not spring train, and spring train, go to spring training early, but also off-season workouts here in the West Palm Beach area, and just shoot up 95 to St. Lucie anytime, I'm sure. Here's the 1-2, the ball coming back. That one fouls out of play. One down, Ottomendi at the plate. He's 0-for-1. 9 hits on the season. This is his 19th game in a Palm Beach Cardinals uniform. And that one misses, 2-2. Hamill played in the Complex League for the Mets last season, 0-0 with a 0.00 ERA. Up in the air, into center field, going back is Consuegra. He makes the grab. Ottomendi is retired as he flies out to center. There's two down. Aaron McKeithen will step into the box, the catcher for the Cardinals. He's 0-for-1 today. So Hamill last season did not pick up a win or a loss and did not give up a run in his two starts. He pitched 3 innings, struck out 7, didn't even walk a batter in those 3 innings either. This is Hamill's first full season in pro baseball. It's an adjustment for everyone who's going through their first full season, is, you know, getting drafted last year or being acquired as a non-drafted free agent coming in. You just really come in, get the lay of the land, and play a few games. But this year, you know, going from the off season, trying to figure out how to prepare yourself, coming to spring training, and then starting the season. We started the season late last year in May. This year, starting on time in April. We're a month in now, as we start on April 8th. Almost a month in. Tomorrow will be a month. But very different, you know, approach as you are getting ready for your first full season. McKeithen frozen at the plate. So Hamill will pick up a couple of strikeouts here in the fourth. In between, had Ottomendi fly out. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We go to the top of the fifth. 2-0, Cardinals lead.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to It's Getting to Be Sunny Jupiter, Florida. It's Tacos and Tequila Day. That's why we have an afternoon game so everyone can eat and drink before the game here in Abacoa across the street on Main Street. The tents are set up, the food trucks, the music is playing as Raul Barrasierta steps in, pops up. That could be trouble as it falls into short right field. So Barrasierta here in the fifth leads the Mets off with a base hit.
Number 46, Edward Nunez. Nunez now pitching.
There comes the sun. It is out and shiny. Everyone who, I hope the Cardinals, they might have to call time out and go get their sunglasses. Barrasierta looks like he is, I don't know if it's his right hand or not, as he holds his hand, then shakes his hand and arm, walks away from first base, but now he's back on the bag. New pitcher on the hill for the Cardinals is Edwin Nunez. Nunez delivers. It's why the plate gets by McKeithen. Barrasierta will head to second base on the wild pitch. Nunez, 6'3", 185, the righties from the Dominican Republic, 21 years of age, acquired a couple of seasons ago as an international free agent. That's in 2020, actually, when there was no minor league season. Played for the Palm Beach Cardinals last year. Here's the pitch at the knees for the strike. Fastball delivered to Rivera from Nunez. Righty and righty matchup. The 1-1 again at the knees with the strike. 1-2. So get your sunglasses on and put some sunscreen also on, along with the cap as the ball gets by the catcher. Throw down to third base. Sliding in is Barrasierta, and he just makes it in safely. That was a quick job by McKeithen as the ball got by him, and he quickly waited for the ball to bounce, but not too long to wait, off of the wall behind home plate, then a sharp throw to third base. Barrasierta had to slide in and just get in time. Rivera at the plate. Nunez delivers. That's a strike. Rivera says, hey, no, I'm going to challenge that.
Vance, so the challenge was... Challenge.
He was correct.
The call is overturned.
The call of the umpire is a strike. Rivera stays in. That's a ball. So the count is full. Here comes Nunez. He'll miss low. So Rivera, wisely using the challenge there, walks his way to first base. Barrasierta at third. So with runners at the corners, no outs, Alex Ramirez, the left fielder, will step in. He's the leadoff hitter for the Mets. Nunez delivers. This ball bounces out of McKeithen's glove, but stays right in front of him. That's low. One ball, no strikes to Ramirez, who is 0 for 1 today. He grounded out in the first, walked in the third. Hard hit, left side, foul. 1-1 the count. This is Nunez's first time on the mound this season with the Palm Beach Cardinals. First time pitching at all this season anywhere. Last year with Palm Beach, he was 3-3, another foul ball. 10.90 ERA, pitched in 32 games, just started two of those. 53 and two-thirds innings of work, struck out 59. Also walked 56, though, and allowed 65 earned runs. But 59 strikeouts. The ball pops away once again from the catcher. McKeithen throws off his mask. Can't find the ball in time. Run crosses the plate for the Mets. The throw down to third base. And Rivera is at third safely. So McKeithen is having a little bit of a tough time catching Nunez. Three balls have gotten by McKeithen. One to score a run here for the Mets in the fifth. There'll be a little timeout as McKeithen and Nunez and the infield is there on the mound to talk things over. Barrasierta, base hit. He advanced to second on the wild pitch, then to third on the wild pitch, then another wild pitch scored Barrasierta. Cardinals still up 2-1, but no outs. Rivera at third base on the wild pitch. Rivera will actually get a stolen base as he advanced to second. And then the wild pitch will advance him to third base. That's Rivera's first stolen base of the season. Ramirez stands at the plate. No outs. 2-2. Ball lifted up into center field. Going after it is Reichenborn. He can't reach it. It rolls to the warning track. The Mets tie the ball game as Rivera touches home plate. So Ramirez with the stand-up double driving in Rivera ties up the ball game. You just can't count these Mets out at all. Cardinals were up 2-0, and now the Mets tied it up here. They responded with two runs in the fifth. There's no outs.
Great play by the Mets.
It's been tough, too, as the wild pitches did not help the Cardinals at all and only aided the Mets in scoring. I really feel like both runs, you know, when you can advance your runner so easily. Rivera did steal a bag in between. Ramirez, he's hopping around at second base trying to distract Nunez. Nunez goes home. Consuegra at the plate. He's 0-2 today. No balls and a strike to the center fielder. Boy, Ramirez taking a big lead at second. There's a fly ball lifted into center field over the head of Reichenborn. Rounding third base and going home is Ramirez. The throw cut off and it won't come home. So back-to-back doubles. This one off of Consuegra. He hit that ball deep over Reichenborn in center. That was easy for the speedy Ramirez to score. Manager Robbie Robinson was waving him all the way home. You could see his windmill action just telling Ramirez, just keep on going. Now the Mets have the 3-2 lead. There is action in the bullpen. And we'll have a little time out as the pitching coach for the Cardinals goes out to talk next week.
Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
So at the plate is Shervin Newton. Newton 0-2 today as he batted from the right side facing the lefty Girard, but now he switches back around and will bat from the left side facing the righty Nunez. Nunez misses low and inside. One ball and no strikes. Consuegra at second base. No outs, and the Mets are able to score three runs here in the fifth. Barrasierta started things off with a base hit to right. Rivera walked. Couple of wild pitches, stolen base, and Barrasierta and Rivera, along with Ramirez and Consuegra, doubling them in. And it's a 3-2 ball game. Newton has driven in six. Consuegra at second right now to drive in. 1-1. Nunez delivers. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Here's the 1-2. As we mentioned, this is Nunez's first outing this season with the Palm Beach Cardinals. At the knees, and the home plate umpire punches out Newton. He freezes for a moment, keeps his black bat on his left shoulder, head down, and he's just thinking the whole way as he walks back to the dugout. So there's one down, no challenge there. Justin Guerrero will step up to the plate. He's 0 for 2, flied out and struck out. Righty on righty matchup. Nunez delivers the breaking ball for the strike. Nice little slider. There's a challenge, though.
Fans, the previous pitch has been challenged. The call is upheld.
And the call is upheld. It's a strike. Nunez delivered a strike. The umpire called it a strike, and so did the ABS. So the Mets lost the challenge there. They're down to two. One down, Consuegra at second base. Nunez looks in for the signs as he leans down. Brings his right glove, comes set at his chest, looks back at the runner, then delivers. Ball called by the umpire. McKeithen holding his mitt, hoping to get the call from the umpire. 1-1 the count. Actually, 2-1 the count. I think he held up two fingers. There goes the runner. There goes the throw to third base. It's right on the money. And I told you that these base paths, the infield dirt, was really packed down the last couple of days with water. And right there, Consuegra got caught in a little mud pit, and he couldn't make it to third base. He slid, was sliding head first, and his hand just kind of got jammed in his arm and didn't make it to first. But it was a great throw by McKeithen, too. More, and there's two down. The pitch at the knees, a called strike as Guerrero was taking off his equipment to go to first base. Three balls, two strikes now to the second baseman. This one will go wide of the plate, so this time Guerrero can take off all his equipment and head down to first base. With two down, Nunez loses the battle with Guerrero, and the second baseman walks. Second walk allowed by Nunez this inning. He just came in this inning in the fifth in relief. There is action in the bullpen for the Cardinals. Girard pitched four strong innings, allowed only a couple hits and no runs. He's the starter for the Cardinals. Curveball, that one misses high. One ball and no strikes. So the book's been closed on Girard. I mentioned four innings, two hits, no runs, pair of walks, struck out three. His ERA has now dropped to 3.07. Pitch challenged again. The call is upheld. So two balls, no strikes. Nunez delivers on the ground. Taken by the second baseman. He will beat out Guerrero going to second as he slides in. Hernandez, though, takes it himself. And that'll do it. But the Mets now have a 3-2 lead as we go to the home half of the fifth here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Making our tacos and tequila festival happen today. Chido.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of... Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Tacos and tequila day here at the ballpark, along with Kids Club. We're having a blast, but we need the Cardinals to get back on the board. They had the 2-0 lead, then relinquished it in the top of the fifth. The Mets are up now 3-2. At the plate is Brandon Hernandez. Pitch delivered. Counts now 1-1. Hernandez grounded out his first trip up to the plate back in the third. He's 0-1. Here's the 1-2, framed nicely by Rivera, the catcher, but not getting the call from the home plate umpire, so 2-2's the count. After Hernandez, we're back up to the top of the order for the Cardinals. Mendoza and Reichenborn will follow. Still action in the bullpen for the Cardinals. That might be it, as Nunez came in for one inning of... So Hernandez will walk to first base. Leads off here in the fifth with the walk. Ramon Mendoza will step up to the plate. He has struck out twice here today. Swinging once and looking the other time. Wind continues to blow out to right. At first pitch, it was blowing 14 miles per hour out. 81 degrees. I think we have it like 70 here in the press box right now. We're not feeling that humidity.
Not at all.
Here's the 1-0 up in the air. Center field on the run is Consuegra all the way back to the track, to the wall, and that ball has cleared the fence. A big two-run blast off the bat of Mendoza. That's his first home run of the season in his 12th game here with the Cardinals. The fans love to see this. Here today, as the Cardinals had the 2-0 lead, the Mets came back, took over 3-2, and now with that two-run home run off the bat of Mendoza, the Cardinals now have the lead once again. It's 4-3. Tyler Reichenborn at the plate. Let's see what Tyler can do, as he is 0-1 here today with a pop-up walk, scored a run in the third. Through 23 games, Reichenborn has 26 hits. The center fielder is batting .292 on the season. Hamill still remains on the mound for the Mets. He's in his fifth inning of work. He has Reichenborn popping up in the infield, shading to his left, going way on the grass is Newton. And Reichenborn is retired as he pops up to the shortstop in very short center field. One down, that'll bring up Osvaldo Tavallin. Tavallin is 1-for-1, walked in the first, base hit in the third. Went around to score in the third also. Reichenborn has a 9-game hit streak. And with that pop-up, he is still looking for his first hit here today to extend that streak to 10 games. To Vallon, though, now at the plate, and he's battling with Hamill. Two balls and a strike to the designated hitter. Infield playing deep. Righty and lefty matchup, and Hamill misses low. Hamill misses again to Vallon. Ball four will jog to first base. That's two walks that Hamill has allowed here in the fifth, along with a two-run home run.
Looks like they have someone warming up in the men's bullpen, though.
I think they're going to their bullpen right now as manager Robbie Robinson heads out to the hill, and then the umpire and the base pass motions to the bullpen, too. So we'll take a short break. But the Cardinals are up now here in the fifth, 4-3.
Protect his home and family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
So the new pitcher on the hill in relief of Hamill is the righty Trey McLaughlin. He will first face Jeremy Rivas, the shortstop for the Cardinals. Only one out. Here comes the ball back to us. Get ready, Sean. Oh, it's on the roof. You know what we need? There's always some very inventive fans through minor league baseball. Well, what we need is some kind of basket so we can put it out, you know, of our window here. So when the balls come back, even if they go off the roof, we can kind of reach out, you know, with that basket and pull it in. I've seen some great contraptions, especially at the old McCoy Ballpark in Pawtucket. The Pawtucket Paw Sox now moved to Worcester, and now they're the Woo Sox. Taken by the third baseman, throw to second to get the runner at second. The relay throw to first to get try and get the double play is not in time. So Rivas is safe at first, but to Vallon out at second. The force out delivered by Lugo. The throw from the third baseman over to second to get the lead runner. Two down, that'll bring up Sander Mora. Mora's 0-for-2, goes after the first pitch, pops it up to the left side. The sun comes out just in time. Could be trouble for the left fielder. That's Ramirez. He makes the basket catch just in time. And Mora is retired as he flies out to left. That'll do it. But the Cardinals take over the lead off the bat of Ramon Mendoza, the two-run home run over the center field wall. Cardinals up 4-3.
And poolside hangs. This Labor Day weekend, enjoy the last sips of summer by picking up Budweiser today.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
The sun is out, and so are the bats of the Cardinals as they have the 4-3 lead. Big bat by Ramon Mendoza with that two-run shot to give the Cardinals the lead as we head to the top of the sixth. William Lugo at the plate. One ball, one strike to the third baseman. Following Lugo is De Los Santos and Barrasieta. Who was that on the mic as we have Kids Club night? And I love when we can hear those kids on the mic here. They have so much fun. If you can, you got to join the Kids Club. There's all kinds of things to join here. If you're not of the Kids Club age, well, maybe you are of the Silver Sluggers age. Or join us for Thirsty Thursday. Fridays, we have Dog Days, Movie Night. Today, tacos and tequila. 2-2, the count. The party just keeps going. It started at 11. It will continue into the evening here tonight after the game. Big swing and a miss. Lugo goes down on strikes. That'll bring up De Los Santos.
The designated hitter, number 51, Omar.
There's a new pitcher on the hill, Roy Garcia for the Cardinals. Garcia, righty, 6 foot, 190. Delivers the first pitch here to De Los Santos. Goes outside, missing, one ball and no strikes. Garcia's from the Dominican Republic, and the 21-year-old was acquired by the Cardinals as an international free agent in 2017. Played for the Palm Beach Cardinals last. The 1-1 as De Los Santos taps the ball fouled, and the next pitch he hits it up the middle. Backhanding it is Hernandez, but the ball stays in the ground, or at the... It was a hard... Let me explain this one a little better. It was a hard hit ball at the middle. Looked like it would be a base hit. Hernandez, though, going to his right, backhands, and it actually stops the ball at the dirt behind second base. And then at first, De Los Santos kind of rounds it a little bit, and quickly Hernandez picked it up, threw over to first, but De Los Santos is safe, got safe back to first base. Pop up off of Barrasieta's bat. That one's in foul territory. Running after it is the right fielder, Otamendi. He runs out of room, though, as he's in the bullpen of the Cardinals. And even though some of the relievers popped up off of their folding chairs, just was too close for Otamendi. He was, you know, ending up right there at the corner, too, where the seats jut out and the bullpen is for the Cardinals. Hard to play a ball right there as it bounced right at the corner that juts out. That used to be a grassy berm out there where fans could pay one price and just hang out. The little kids loved it. They played out there in the grass, rolled down the hill. Now Seats and tables have taken over the bullpen area. Here's the 0-1. Runner going. There's the throw. It bounces over Rivas, the shortstop, but Hernandez is there to back it up. That'll be a stolen base for De Los Santos, his 13th on the season. You have to know when De Los Santos is on the base pass that he is going to steal, especially after the pitchers, you know, talked about how quickly the pitch clock is, and it's really hard to hold some of the runners. De Los Santos has taken advantage. Barrasierta at the plate. The first baseman is 1-for-2 today. Base hit back in the fifth. He kind of led things off for the Mets as far as the offense in the fifth. Again, Mets came back. They were down 2-0 and came back and took the lead 3-0. Barrasierta led off with the base hit. Wild pitch moved him over a couple of times. Rivera walked, stole a base. Wild pitch moved him over again. Then Ramirez doubled, Consuegra doubled, and drove in two runs. Pop up to the right side. This one, Otamendi can reach, throw in, cut off. But De Los Santos is already at third base. He's rounding third. No throw, though, over. Fake by Garcia. Or actually, that's not Garcia. That's Rodriguez. As Garcia was over, backing up at third base. Two down, De Los Santos at third. Rivera at the plate. He walked both times that he has been at bat in the third and fifth. Garcia is 0-3 on the season. 6.23 ERA. He's appeared in six games for the Cardinals, missing inside. 2-0 the count. He has one save and two opportunities, 8 2/3 innings of work this season, allowed seven hits, seven runs, six were earned, a home run given up, walked four, and has struck out 10 in 8 2/3. Opponents batting .226 against the righty. Three straight balls here to Rivera. He knows the secret, as he's walked twice before here today. Rivera struck out 23 times. And now has walked 13 times this season. That actually leads the Mets.
Alex Ramirez.
He's at first. Runners at the corners at first and third with two outs. Back up to the top of the order for Ramirez. And the Mets. Ramirez is 1-for-2 today. Grounded out in the first. Walked in the third. Doubled. Drove in a run and scored a run in the fifth. Ball coming back. Hits off the roof right here on the press box. Fans running down looking to see if they could pick up a souvenir. Youngsters that are smart enough to bring their gloves usually walk away with the ball. You've got to bring your glove to the ballpark. I see a Tortugas jersey in the stands here.
As the previous pitch has been challenged, the call is overturned. Strike.
Ramirez challenges and he wins. Well, wait a minute. Let me see. Who challenged that one? No balls and two strikes. It was overturned, so in favor of the Cardinals here. There goes the runner. There goes the swing, and the ball's placed into left field. The Mets now tie the ball game as De Los Santos scores on the base hit off the bat of Alex Ramirez.
Now batting, the center fielder, number five, Stanley.
So the Cardinals struck first here today. We're up 2-0. Mets came back, made it 3-2. The Cardinals made it 4-3, and now the Mets have scored in the seventh and tied it up. It's a 4-4 ball game. The Mets were held scoreless in the first four innings. in the fifth. And now here in the sixth. The Mets just keep on coming back. It's a 4-4 ball game. This one off, no balls and a strike to the center fielder. Rivera at second, Ramirez at first. Consuegra is the number two hitter in the lineup for the Mets. Garcia delivers, and it's 1-1 on Consuegra. Breaking ball, and what a beauty as Garcia delivers that pitch. He took something off of it. No way Consuegra can catch up with it as he swings and misses. His timing is all a mess with that pitch. One ball, two strikes, two outs, two runners aboard for the Mets at first and second. 4-4, top of the sixth. The pitch, that one's wide of the plate as McKeithen falls down to his knees.
Just making sure to get that one.
Yeah, no more wild pitches. That was the demise of the Cardinals in inning number five. Garcia looks in as he tries to find where he wants to hold the ball, jiggling in his right hand, then delivers, swing and a miss, and Consuegra will go down swinging. That's the third out. The Mets, though, tie the ball game at four apiece as we head to the bottom of the sixth here at sunny Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Protect his home and family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network here with the Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium broadcast team, Lisa Pride and Sean Tomlinson. Sean just brought me up some popcorn, or maybe not. I can't eat popcorn when we're on air, otherwise it gets stuck in my throat and I start coughing a lot. Rodriguez at the plate. One ball, one strike. McLaughlin on the mound. There's a strike delivered. Little breaking ball there by the righty who came in last inning, pitched two-thirds of the inning. There's a bouncer to the left side. Newton, the shortstop, throws to first in time. Rodriguez is retired as he grounds out.
Adamantio, is that for the next for the Cardinals?
The right fielder, Otamendi, is Clyde out. One down. Big two-run home run last inning off the bat of Ramon Mendoza to give the Cardinals the 4-3 lead. But then the Mets came back in the top of the sixth here, and the game's tied up at 4 apiece. Cardinals cannot let down on the Mets. Here's the 0-2 that gets by the catcher. So Otamendi still safe here at the plate. Home plate umpire asked for a little bit of help.
Wild pitch.
The 1-2 coming back into the screen behind home plate. Boy, this is turning out to be a great day here at the ballpark and in Abacoa for tacos and tequila day. Nice overcast, so no one really was, you know, sweating too much as they came early into Abacoa in the downtown area and at the ballpark. There was rain in the forecast, but luckily that was somewhere else in Jupiter, not here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Florida weather will do that to you.
It will. I think you have a bubble over the ballpark sometimes where you can see it's raining around, but just not here. Thank goodness. Here's the Here's the 2-2 pitch. Curveball, and that one misses.
Wind blowing out of the stadium right now.
That it is. They kick the pitch upstairs off the plate. No, the home plate umpire calls back Otamendi. He was headed to first base. Now he'll just head to the dugout. And I think Hansel, he was thinking about challenging, and that ball was outside, but he didn't. So Otamendi will go down looking. There's two down. I mean, Hansel was closer than I was and had a better view, and so did the umpire. But that one, it was close. It was close, and, you know, just maybe caught the edge right there.
Very
plate. He's 0-2 today. He went down looking his last trip up. Big high chopper. Could be trouble, and it is for Lugo at third. That was just a like little check swing that put the ball on the ground, but that high chop was trouble for the Mets third baseman. He had to run in and got a glove on it, but just couldn't hang on to it to throw in time to first. No play there at first base, so McKeithen with two outs is aboard with the infield single.
Second baseman Brandon Hernandez coming up to bat now.
Hernandez is 0-1 today. He walked, scored a run in the fifth.
The call of the overturn.
So the call overturn challenge goes in favor of the Cardinals. One ball, no strike here to Hernandez. That's what you have to wonder, if maybe Otamendi should have challenged that one pitch. He thought about it, but then just went back to the dugout. With two outs, Cardinals have a runner at first base. 2-1 the count. McLaughlin delivers fastball inside. Hernandez turns on it. It goes into the screen behind home plate. Are you here tomorrow, Sean? You're usually here on Sundays at noon, right?
Yes, I will be here tomorrow.
Then what do you do? There's no concessions, so you got to get your popcorn here today, right?
Yes.
Hard hit into right field. That'll be a base hit. So the Cardinals advance McKeithen to second. Hernandez at first base with the single. So after two down, back-to-back base hits, we're up to the top of the order. Mendoza, he did it last inning. Two earned blast over the center field wall. Let's see what he does here. Twice before, though, the home run, he has struck out. Mendoza is the leadoff hitter for the Cardinals. So you have to bring your own snacks.
It's a little bit earlier, so we have it's more of a breakfast. But, yeah, we're our own snacks on Sunday. It sucks.
You have to bring a breakfast buffet. Someone stop for the donuts. Someone get the bagels. And
the coffee,
you
yes.
know, get the coffee. That's right. Even though it's noon, when we're so used to starting games in the evenings, that noon feels like early morning, doesn't it?
It really does.
It really does. I'm ready for breakfast at noon. So right away, you're probably happy that this game is at 3 o'clock today, so you can go home and go to bed early today instead of the usual later, you know, game on Saturdays where it's hard to go to bed right away, though, isn't it? I know the players, you know, they have a hard time after the games. They have to, like, kind of wind down, and they're still up, you know, a few hours after the game.
Yeah, it's not easy, but I'm hoping the tacos and tequila will help.
Oh, that'll help. You got to make a stop over there.
So,
the 2-0 pitch, two outs, runners at first and second for the Cardinals, breaking ball, strike delivered by McLaughlin. Mendoza did it last inning. Let's see if he can put the Cardinals ahead here this inning. Ball comes in from the bullpen, so time is called for a minute to retrieve that ball. There is action in the Mets bullpen, not in the Cardinals. Cardinals have had trouble against the Mets for this whole series. They have not won a game yet against St. Lucie. McLaughlin upstairs and missing. So three balls and a strike.
That could change today, though, Lisa.
It could. It's a tight one. They've all been pretty tight except for last night when the Mets just ruled that game and won 8-3. Pitch delivered. It was upstairs, but it looks like, you know, Mendoza's not sure if he went around or not. He tried to stop his bat, waiting for the call from the umpire. He said, no, you laid off that one. With a good eye and a strong will to hold his bat back on that pitch, walks to first base to load the bases. McKeithen to third. Hernandez now on second. Mendoza at first. There'll be a meeting on the mound. Bullpen still warming up for the Mets.
Bases loaded, you have to think the Mets are trying to come up with a strategy.
We mentioned Reichenborn last inning. He is looking for his first hit here today as he has a 9-game hit streak on the line. He has hit the Mets well.
Let's see if he can deliver today.
That's why there is that big meeting on the mound right now. They're trying to figure out, okay, we got him out. Reichenborn popped up to first. He walked, though, in the third, but then popped out again to short. Important time here for McLaughlin. Even more important for the Cardinals. They've got a chance.
Take this one all the way.
In his streak, too, Reichenborn has many multi-hit games. Only in those nine, in his 9-game hit streak, only two games has he come up with only one hit. So he's had multi-hit games here in the little streak. Up in the air to the left side. That could be trouble for the Mets, and it is. It falls into left center. One run scored for the Cardinals. Make it two. Rounding third base is Mendoza. And with the double, it's a bases clearing double as the throw comes in and so does Mendoza. He slides, but his knee looks like it catches the catcher, Rivera. He goes down. Here comes the trainer and Robbie Robinson, the manager for the Mets, to check out the catcher, Rivera. What a good job of hitting by Reichenborn. Picks up the double, clears the bases. Mendoza slides in. The throw comes in. The tag looks like it's going to be applied, but I think, I'm not sure, but, you know, I wish we had a replay on it, but I think Mendoza just kind of, I don't know if his knee caught, but he went down right away. That ball was right there near his glove, and he couldn't squeeze it. He's a little dazed. The Cardinals are up, though. The bases were cleared. And on the scoreboard, 7-4.
Reichenborn with the hit that the Cardinals needed right at the right moment.
Boy, did he come through. Fly ball into left center. Big double, driving in three runs here for the Cardinals and giving them the 7-4 advantage here in the sixth. Reichenborn extends his hit streak now to 10 games against the Mets. Reichenborn has 2, 4, 6, 8, and now 9 hits in 5 games. They'll check out Rivera to see if he's okay to receive as McLaughlin throws a couple pitches. Robinson talking to the home plate umpire. Looks like Rivera is okay. The Might be time, though, to go to the bullpen as Robinson then goes out to the mound, does take the ball from McLaughlin. And we'll take a short timeout as the Cardinals now have the 7-4 lead. We're in the bottom of the sixth at the Dean.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
New pitcher on the hill for the Mets is the righty, 6'5", 235, Grant Harwig, 24 years of age, from Detroit, Michigan. Harwig will first face Osvaldo Tavallin. The pitch, pop-up into center field. Consuegra, with his shades on now, goes back, makes the grab, and that'll do it for the Cardinals. But they pick up three runs here in the sixth off the bat of Reichenborn. He doubles with the bases loaded, clears the bases, and the Cardinals are up 7-4 as we head to the seventh.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that... Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. We're in the top of the seventh. Almost time to stretch here, and I am ready. Sean has his popcorn. I'm going to have to break out my pineapple gummy bears.
Ooh, yes.
I love those gummy bears. Shervin Newton will step up to the plate for the Mets. Roy Garcia on the hill delivers first pitch strike to the shortstop. The 0-1 chop to the right side gets by the infield into right. Newton is aboard with the base hit. That's his first hit here today as he is 1-for-4. That'll bring up Justin Guerrera. Guerrera is 0-for-2 today with a walk. Righty on righty matchup as Garcia takes the signs, looks in at McKeithen. Comes sets, delivers, pop up. Garcia up, and that one keeps drifting into short center field. On the run is Newton. He slides in. Not sure he's got there in time or not. No, the throw came in then to second quickly. And so they'll get the force out at second, one down. Guerrero is aboard with the fielder's choice. Boy, that was a blooper. It looked like it was staying in the infield, and the wind, it's kicked up even more and blowing out. And that ball just kept carrying into short center. And that became trouble for everyone, the infield and then Reichenborn. He couldn't make it up in time, but time enough to make the throw to second base and get Newton out at second. So Guerrera is safe at first, one down. Carlos Dominguez steps in. Dominguez capable of hitting home runs, especially with that wind blowing out. Hopefully Garcia is not giving him anything to look at as he goes wide to the plate on the first pitch. Carlos did single back in the second to right after that fly out and fielder's choice, swing and a miss. He has struck out 34 times.
Garcia with an ERA of 6.52. So he does have some heat behind those pitches.
It's always nice to have some heat. He shows it right here as he goes upstairs with the high heat. The fastball getting Dominguez to swing and miss.
With a runner on base and only one out, Mets do look to score.
Breaking ball. This will be challenged as it was called a strike.
Ball stands.
The ABS says, yep, home plate umpire Chad Westlake was correct, and Dominguez will go down looking. He's not too happy about that. That's his 35th time that he has struck out here in only 1 month of the season. We hit the 1 month mark tomorrow. We start on April 8th. Tomorrow's May 8th. Fly ball to right on the run is Otamendi. He makes right field. Running grab, and Lugo is retired. So no runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Hey, everybody, stand up and stretch with us and sing with everybody here at the Dean, including the Kids Club kids.
Join us in this rendition. The old ballpark bus, they take me out to the ball game.
What to expect when you're expecting a teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner,
They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS.
All right, we stretched, had our snacks. Hopefully you did too. First pitch to Jeremy Rivas was a strike. So was the second one. Nothing in two to the shortstop. Hartwig remains on the hill. He came in relief of McLaughlin. Faced just one batter. That was to Vallon. He got him to fly out to center. Cardinals up, though, 7-4. I love to see this lead, especially after the Cardinals have been on a losing streak. That's a base hit into center. Rivas takes off, rounds first. He'll stay at first base, though, with the single into center field. That'll bring up Sander Mora. Mora is 0-3 today. Couple of flyouts and struck out in the third. Hartwig on the hill is 3-0 on the season with a 1.80 ERA. It's not easy to get any runs against him. He's pitched in seven games now for St. Lucie. Has two saves and two opportunities. And in 10 innings of work as the ball gets by the catcher, that'll put Rivas at second base. So in 10 innings, Hartwig has allowed eight hits, a couple of runs. They were earned, four walks, but has struck out 13 in 10 innings. And opponents batting .216 against him. Hartwig sets, looks the runner back at second, then delivers, showing bunt is Mora. Then he pulls it back. Two balls to the third baseman for the Cardinals. Cardinals are playing the St. Lucie Mets, so a three-run lead still isn't enough. But showing bunt this time he does, but it goes foul down the first base line. Scoring as they had, they keep responding every time the Cardinals score. So it's kind of like the Cardinals, Sean, just kind of need to get as many runs as they can, right? Just keep tacking them on.
Yeah, the Mets do keep responding every time the Cardinals score. So let's see if the Cardinals can keep the lead healthy.
I think the Cardinals, they've kept it tight, though, and, you know, have come back themselves. It's just that that didn't happen last night. And then they've just, you know, been on the losing end of it, even though, as we mentioned, just, you know, one or two runs between them for the first few games of this series. Two balls, two strikes. Hartwood looks the runner back at second. Chopper stays by the plate, fielded by the catcher. Throw to first is in time, but that will advance the runner. So Rivas is just a short walk from home plate as he stands at third safely. Mora grounds out to the catcher. He tried to bunt Rivas over, and Rivas actually just got over on his own a couple of times there with a wild pitch and then on the ground out. So that's a productive out. Luis Rodriguez with one down will step up to the plate. Righty on righty matchup with a runner at third. Infield plays in. Pitch delivered. That one misses low and away. Wind still kicking out here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Sun is still shining.
Came out from behind those clouds.
It did, just burning off all the clouds and finding a way through, just like the Cardinals are finding their way through this game and finding their way to a lead, a 7-4, hopefully to hang on to this one. They've had the lead a couple of times here today. Now just a couple more innings they need to hang on. Have a runner at third base, though, with one out. There's a challenge.
The call has been overturned.
Call overturned in favor of the Cardinals and Rodriguez. Infield still off the end of the bat, into right. That will drop in, and the Cardinals score another run as Rivas jogs in, stutter steps, sidesteps, and taps his toe on home plate. The Cardinals extend the lead 8-4. They've doubled it up on the Mets. Nice job by Rodriguez at the plate. He has a great eye, and he challenged a call that was overturned in his favor. And then the next pitch, base hit RBI into right field.
Great play by the Cardinals.
So Ottomendi comes up to the plate. Righty on righty matchup, first pitch strike. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good for the Cardinals right now. How about you, Sean?
I am too. I think they can walk away with this thing.
We've got a couple more innings to hold the Mets, but it's time that the Mets lose. You know, they just need to lose. Right now, the Mets have the best record in all of the Florida State League. First here in the East, 18-7. The Palm Beach Cardinals, 9-16, looking for win number 10. They're in fourth place in a four-team East Division. Mets on top, Daytona, Jupiter in the middle, and the Cardinals at the bottom.
Looking to turn that around tonight.
Would be nice, and then tomorrow, too, salvage a little bit of the series. The Mets have had no trouble against any of their opponents in this short 1 month. Just a little trouble against Jupiter. That series here in Jupiter against the Hammerheads gave the Mets some trouble. But after, you know, besides the Hammerheads, they haven't had trouble against anybody else. St. Lucie won game one here, 3-1. Game two, 3-2. Game three, 4-3. And then last night, 8-3. Right now, though, the Cardinals sitting on top, 8-4. Call overturned. Another challenge by the Cardinals. Ottomendi, he wins. Like, here's the pitch. Another strike called, and Ottomendi kind of looked like he might be wanting to walk, but then stays back in the box. So the count is full to Hansel with a runner at first, only one down. Here comes the pitch. That one is going foul to the right side. Ottomendi protecting there.
Good contact by Ottomendi.
Hartwig delivers up the middle over the leaping Guerrero at second. That has Rodriguez rounding second, heading to third. He slides safely into third base. So Ottomendi battles, and with the count full, base hit. Guerrero leaps after it at second, but it drops into center field, and that pushes Rodriguez all the way from first to third base. Cardinals only one out. They're going through the lineup here as McKeithen will step into the box. Bullpen for the Mets has a pitcher up. There's some action over to the left side. Hartwig delivers. Ball fouled off. McKeithen got his first base hit of the season back in the sixth. He was 0-7 coming into the game here today.
Foul hit by McKeithen.
Yeah, 0-2 until he got that single, infield single in the sixth. McKeithen now has an average at 100. Only his third game here with the Palm Beach Cardinals this season. 0-2. McKeithen swats that one foul. The Cardinals up 8-4. Runners at the corners at first and third, only one down. No balls, two strikes to McKeithen. Hartwig sets, kicks and delivers. Breaking ball. Timing up just right as McKeithen. He drops it into left field. And Rodriguez will score, making it a 9-4 ball game in favor of the Cardinals. Cardinals tack on two more runs here in the seventh. They want to secure their lead. 7-4 wasn't enough, the three-run lead. Now they've got a five-run lead here in the seventh, and they're not done yet.
With runners on first and second base, it's looking like the Cardinals could take this all the way home.
Adamende at second base, McKeithen at first. Let's hope that, Sean, you're correct, and the Cardinals will take this all the way home. The game has slowed down a little bit. We've got some pitchers, you know, we've had some changes in pitching and meetings on the mound, little delays here and there.
Looks like the Mets bullpen is still warming up.
They are, as the pitching coach for the Mets talks to his pitcher and catcher, trying to give the bullpen just a little more time. That's okay. It gives the Cardinals some time, too.
Catcher Brandon Hernandez coming up to bat for the Cardinals.
Hernandez is 1-for-3 with a walk. Scored 2 runs. Base hit back in the 6th. He bats from the left side. Righty on lefty matchup. The 1-0, big swing and a miss. 1-1 the count. The Cardinals scored 2 to take the lead in the 3rd. The Mets then came back and scored 3 lead. But then in the bottom of the 5th, the Cardinals scored 2 and took over the lead. They were up 4-3. Then in the 6th inning, the Mets, they scored a run to make it 4-4. Cardinals added 3 runs in the 6th, now 2 here in the 7th, and have the 9-4 lead. Fly ball into left. Hernandez is out. As Ramirez makes the easy catch in left field. So 2 down, we're going to the top of the order for the Cardinals. It's Ramon Mendoza that will step in, but there will be a pitching change as the manager for the Mets, Robbie Robinson, takes a walk and then signals to his bullpen. So we'll take a short time out, let you know who the new pitcher is for the Mets. He will face Mendoza, and the Cardinals have the 9-4 lead. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Ask the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on. Manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for greatest of all time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone.
We're back. Bottom of the 7th. Cardinals up 9-4. New pitcher on the hill for the Mets is Miguel Alfonseca. Alfonseca delivers to Mendoza the strike. Runners at first and second for the Cardinals. They scored 2 here. So have the big 5-run lead. There's a base hit off the bat of Mendoza. Here comes another run for the Cardinals. Make it 10 as the throw comes in. Everybody slides. and that will score Otamendi. So Mendoza with a base hit to left drives in another run. He's driven in three runs, three out of the 10 for the Cardinals. Otamendi slides home, doesn't need to. McKeithen, he slides to third base with a throw coming in. So runners at first and third. McKeithen at third. Mendoza at first. Reichenborn, who has a 10-game hit streak, got his first hit here today. A big double. It was a bases-loaded double that cleared the bases. So Mendoza and Reichenborn have now driven in six runs here today.
Count now 1-0 with two outs.
Reichenborn at the plate. He's popped up, walked, popped up again in the fifth, doubled, drove in three with that double. As we mentioned, it was bases loaded at the time and has scored a run. It's been a great series for Tyler. Here's the 2-1. That one's upstairs and misses. Three balls and a strike to the center fielder. The crowd is kind of quiet right now. There we go. I hear the crowd now. It's a busy afternoon here. I think maybe, you know, after all that food, they're just kind of taking a little short nap. But they love that the Cardinals are winning today. Reichenborn will walk to first base, his second walk here today. So the bases are loaded once again, this time for Tavallin. Osvaldo is 1-for-2, walked a couple, single, and now he gets hit by a pitch. As Alfonseca goes inside and hits, looks like right on as Tavallin turned. He's batting lefty at the plate, so it went back by his right shoulder blade. That will walk in a run, too, for the Cardinals as the bases were loaded. So definitely not what the Mets planned there. Cardinals up 11-4 now. We're batting around, too. So Tavallin at first, Reichenborn at second, and Mendoza at third. Here in the seventh, the Cardinals have scored 1, 2, 3, 4 runs. It's been a big inning. It started off with Jeremy Rivas, and Rivas is at the plate right now with two outs. Short little meeting on the mound. That's why we have the short delay here. Mets bullpen is warming up again. Pitch delivered. There's a strike catching the edge on the outside part of the plate to Rivas. Here's the 0-1. There's a base hit into right. That could score two runs at least for the Cardinals. Maybe not, just one. Everyone advances just one bag. Quickly, Dominguez threw in, hit the cutoff, and the Cardinals held up at their bags. But they add another run. It's 12-4 now. Everybody's hitting. Rivas, he led off this inning with a base hit, and now he continued again. He's 2-for-2 just in the seventh inning. Picks up an RBI. Sander Moore will make his second trip up here in the seventh. Pitch delivered by Alfonseca inside. One ball and no strikes. Let's go! Two balls, no strikes. Bases loaded. Moore at the plate. The kick, the pitch. High fly ball to right field. There's two outs. Camping underneath it is Dominguez. He makes the grab, so with the bases loaded, Moore flies out to right field, but not before the Cardinals pick up a bunch of more runs. 12-4 lead as we head to the top of the eighth here in Jupiter, Florida.
Song again. Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today.
Here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay! Here's that song again. It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Roy Garcia remains on the hill for the Palm Beach Cardinals as we start the top of the eighth. He delivers to Omar De Los Santos. Strike delivered by Garcia. Breaking ball. That one goes wide of the plate. 1-1 to the designated hitter. Dribbler to the first baseman. Rodriguez steps on the bag and takes De Los Santos, unassisted there by the first baseman, Rodriguez. So one down. That'll bring up the first baseman, Raul Barasierta. Barasierta is 1-for-3 today. Base hit back in the fifth. Went around to score, and then two fly outs, one to center and one to right. Garcia kicks, delivers inside on the first baseman. One ball, no strikes. Boy, the Cardinals have a big advantage now. They've got a lot of padding. 8-run lead here in the top of the eighth. Garcia should feel good on the hill. He's got a lot of protection, you know, a lot of runs behind him, those 8 runs. Just go after the hitter. There's a deep fly ball. Going back is Reichenborn, and he makes the grab just short of the warning track. That wind is still blowing out, so you've got to track down those balls all the way to the track and the fence. Reichenborn does it as Barasierta flies out to the deepest part of the outfield where it's 400 in center field. Quickly, there are two down. That'll bring up Jose Rivera. Rivera, first pitch off the end of his bat to the right side. Going after it is Otamendi. He will play it off the wall, throw it in. To second base goes Rivera. The throw comes in, and the tag is actually applied on Rivera before he even makes it to second. So he hit it deep enough, but Otamendi played that ball perfectly off the wall. Strong throw to second. The tag on Rivera, and it's 3-up, 3-down. Boy, the Cardinals feel good as they take the 12-4 lead into the bottom half of the eighth. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the eighth, the Cardinals starting this half inning 12-4. That's a big 8-run lead for the Cardinals. Rodriguez at the plate. Here's the pitch inside. He bobs his head out of the way. 2 balls and no strikes to Rodriguez. What a bottom of the seventh the Cardinals had. They just kept adding more runs. The lead wasn't enough. They need the insurance, and boy, do they have it now. Action in the bullpen for the Cardinals right now. Alfonseca, the Mets, as he came in last inning in relief of Hartwig. Rodriguez is 2-for-4 today. High fly ball into center field. Consuegra going back after it, and that will clear the fence. Consuegra just kind of jogged because he knew that that ball was going. The wind helped carry it off the bat of Rodriguez. Boy, when the bats get going for the Cardinals, they just don't stop here today, do they? Solo shot by Luis Rodriguez over the center field wall.
Great play by Rodriguez, putting up another score on the Cardinals, 13-4 over the Mets.
That's the second home run of the ball game for the Cardinals, a 2-run home run off the bat of Ramon Mendoza in the fifth, and now a solo shot for Rodriguez in the ninth. That was Rodriguez's first home run of the season. Now he has 2 RBI here in today's game, 3 in the season. At the plate, Otamendi swings and misses. 1-1 the count, or make it 1-2.
Alfonseca winding up. Throwing a pitch right at Adamenti, almost hitting him. I think that'll count as a ball as the count goes full.
So for Alfonseca, who's on the hill for the Mets, the home run he just gave up was the first that he has given up this season. There's another hard hit ball to center field. Going back is Consuegra, and caught. Boy, it looked like that one might, you know, get a little boost from the wind too. But Consuegra catches it on the run right into the center field wall, makes the grab at the track. And so Otamendi will be retired as he flies out to center. That was a close one. You never know when the ball's hit up high enough. Boy, the wind is taking it here today. Aaron McKeithen steps in. He's 2-for-4 here today. His first 2 hits of the season in his third game with the Palm Beach Cardinals. The 1-0 pitch inside on the hands. Two balls and no strikes to the catcher. Alfonseca, no record, 9.00 ERA. This is his seventh game. He's come in relief here this season for the Mets. 6 innings of work before today, 11 hits, 6 runs all earned. 9 strikeouts in those 6 innings of work, and opponents batting .379, which is good for the Cardinals. When Alfonseca came in the 7th, gave up a base hit RBI, walked a batter, hit a batter, another base hit RBI off the batter Rivas,
it's
and then
just outside of the
got
base.
Moore to fly out. Gave up a home run in the 8th inning here. So you see that how Alfonseca's opponent's batting average .379 is a little high. The Keithin will head down to first base.
Brandon Hernandez, the catcher coming up to bat for the Cardinals.
Batting from the left side is Hernandez, a righty on lefty matchup. Hernandez last trip up to the plate. He flied out to left. He's 1-for-3 today. Grounded out, walked, scored 2 runs. Then had that single in the 6th and flied out in the 7th.
On base, Cardinals looking to make a play.
Here comes the pitch. Strike at the knees, so 2-1 the count. 13-4 ball game in favor of the Palm Beach Cardinals. Never gets old saying the score when the Cardinals are leading. Big swing and a miss.
Looks like the clouds have come back out and covered up the sun a little bit as we go back in the overcast.
The pitch, fastball missing away. That it is. The clouds are back out now. The wind just pushing those clouds closer to the ballpark. Here's the payoff pitch. Oh, a changeup that gets Hernandez to swing and miss. I think the tequila's kicking in as our fans are oohing and on with each pitch. So Hernandez is retired as he strikes out. That'll bring up Ramon Mendoza. Mendoza, what a big game he's had here today. His first 2 at-bats, you wouldn't think that the game was going to be a good game for him, but he just turned it around. In the 5th, a 2-run home run. Then he walked, scored another run, and singled and drove in another run in the 7th. So the 5th, 6th, and 7th have been the innings for Mendoza. Let's see if the 8th is too. Two down.
I can repeat this play.
Here's the 1-1. Dirt kicking off the spike of Alfonseca. Ball getting by Rivera. The wild pitch will advance McKeithen, who walked to second base. So you wonder what kind of adjustment Mendoza made after striking out the first couple trips up to the plate. If he, you know, what he saw, what someone might have told him, maybe Ty Hawkins, that's for the Hammerheads, Keaton Octave, you know, what notes he gave inside, and Mendoza will walk. So he has been on base 4 straight times now here, starting in the 5th inning. 2 men on, 2 outs. That'll bring up Tyler Reichenborn. His bat came alive in the 6th. Bases loaded double to drive in all 3 runs. And it looks like we're going to have a pitching change here for the Mets. The bullpen is sending out a pitcher. We'll tell you who the new reliever is for the Mets after this.
Family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Tyler Reichenborn steps in for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Cardinals up 13-4. We're here in the bottom of the eighth inning. New pitcher on the hill is Dylan Hall. Hall, a righty, 6'4", 224 from Stafford, Virginia. Played last year at three levels with the Mets. The Complex League, St. Lucie, four levels, Brooklyn and Binghamton. Picked up by the Mets as a free agent in 2020. Runners at first and second for the Cardinals. Reichenborn swats this ball foul. Now the ball is getting by the catcher. He'll keep it in front, though, and everyone stays at their bag. Hall is the fifth pitcher today that the St. Lucie Mets are using. It's been a long game for the Mets. They're not used to losing or being on the losing end for very long. They're down by nine. Pop up to the right side. Looks like it'll be easy catch, and it is for Dominguez. So Reichenborn is retired as he flies out to right. Cardinals pick up one run on one hit. No errors, couple left on base. Solo shot by Luis Rodriguez gives Cardinals another run this inning. 13-4 lead for Palm Beach as we head to the top of the ninth.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wait. Insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
top of the ninth, 13-4. The Palm Beach Cardinals have the lead. New pitcher on the hill is the righty Edgar Monzo for the Palm Beach Cardinals. First pitch to Alex Ramirez, the leadoff hitter for the Mets, goes way too far inside. One ball, no strikes. Monzo kicks, delivers. This ball's up in the air, giving a ride to the left side. Going after it is Mendoza and Reichenborn. They both watch as it clears the left field here. With this wind blowing out, there's a lot of deep fly balls, and we've got multiple home runs in this game. Slow jog by Ramirez. He's rounding and touching them all here. But that's not going to be enough yet to catch up with the Cardinals yet. 13-5. Ramirez, his solo shot is the fifth run of the ballgame for the Mets.
Great hit, though, Lisa. Definitely a good hit. Definitely what his team needed.
Yeah, Monzo left that one up. Ramirez took it, drove it over the left field wall. Mendoza, Reichenborn gave it a chase, but then they halted up at the warning track and watched it fly over the fence. Consuegra at the plate. Monzo is behind in the count. Two balls and no strikes. Consuegra has one hit here today. A double back in the fifth, drove in a run. That was the three-run inning for the Mets. Ramirez, Consuegra, both doubled back-to-back. I sure hope Consuegra doesn't follow Ramirez and hit a solo shot over the wall. Monzo's making sure of that. Sends a breaking ball in and a swing and a miss. 2-2 the count. The Cardinals have 14 hits today, 13 runs. There's a strikeout for Monzo as he goes after Consuegra. Slider that... once again, the center fielder can't catch up with. So after the home run off the bat of Ramirez here in the ninth, Consuegra swings and misses. Shervin Newton will step in. He singled back in the seventh and is 1-for-4 today with a couple of strikeouts. Monzo delivers to the left-handed hitting shortstop. Misses outside. One ball and no strikes. Monzo kicks. Keeps it low, but outside, 2-0. So Monzo is behind. St. Lucie has 10 hits. They get multi-hits each game. It's just the amount of runs. They only have 5 on their 10 hits, where the Cardinals have 14 hits and 13 runs. They're almost matched right there. Hit for run. The Cardinals have one error. Two balls and a strike. Monzo delivers. Breaking ball catches the corner. That's a strike. 2-2. Newton looks back, kind of tips his cap to the umpire as he stared him down for a second. Count even, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Top of the ninth inning. Here comes the Cardinals. Monzo delivers, but Newton gets a base hit as it squeaks through the infield into right. So Newton has back-to-back singles. He's 2-for-5 here today. Ramirez, home run. Consuegra strikes out. Newton singles. And now Justin Guerrero will step in with 1 out. Mets have a runner at first base. Newton takes a lead.
Trying to get up on the scoreboard again.
Monzo goes inside and misses. The Cardinals have had trouble every series. It's been tough. They won one series. That was against Daytona. That was the second series of the season. They played a short 3-game series with Jupiter to start the season, but only picked up 1 win in those 3 games. But against Daytona, won 4 games. Fly ball to deep center field. Reichenborn going back at the wall. It hits the wall. He picks it up off the track, throws it in. That'll be a stand-up double for Justin Guerrero. And Newton's at third base. So Justin Guerrero, he tried to match what Ramirez did, went to the deepest part of the ballpark out there to center field. Reichenborn went after it. but the ball fell right there at the track where Reichenborn picked it up. But Newton at third base, Guerrera gets the double and is at second with only one out. The Mets, the hits just keep on coming. Now they have 11 hits, but only 5 runs. Let's just keep it at 5. That's enough.
Seems like everyone's bat's working today.
Quick little meeting on the mound once again. No action in the bullpen for the Cardinals. The pitching coach, Gio Carrera, will go out and he's at the mound talking things over with his infield and pitcher. He's probably basically just saying, you know what, we've got this game. You've got all this protection. Just don't worry about the runners on the base pass. Go right after the hitter at the plate. Carlos Dominguez has 8 home runs on the season. Only one hit here tonight. You've got to be careful. He's a free swinger, but he does strike out. Just don't let him hit anything in the air, not with the way the wind's blowing here. Here's the 1-0 inside at the knees for the strike. Maybe even throw him some breaking balls. We know Dominguez can hit the fastball. Monzo at the belt, throws. He's got a breaking ball there, but it's hanging, and he hits it into deep left center field off the Cleveland Clinic sign. Here comes a run for the Mets, and rounding third is another runner for the Mets. So first, Newton scores. Then Guerrera says, hey, I'm not going to hang up. I'm not going to wait at third base. And he comes around to score off the bat of Carlos Dominguez. So that was a good idea to throw a breaking ball, but it just hung up there too long. Time it out, and it just fell short of actually going over the wall. Two more runs cross the plate here for the Mets in the top of the ninth. It's a 13-7 ball game now.
Seems like the Mets don't want to lose just yet.
No, they don't. There's no letup in this Mets lineup. William Lugo steps in. He's 1-for-4 today. Struck out a couple of times. Flied out to right. Singled back in the fourth. Monzo delivers a strike. 1-1 the count. Runner in scoring position is Dominguez, as he just drove in 2 runs. That was Newton and Guerrera. So the Mets only had 4. Now they have 3. This ball is given a ride. The Mets, they're waving it goodbye. And in left field, Mendoza, I think he's trying to say that ball went to the left of the foul pole line or something. He waved at it, but that's a home run off the bat of William Lugo. My, 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 what a game we have going on, as now the Cardinals only have a 4-run lead. I don't think that's enough now at this point. 13-9. We're in the top of the ninth. The Mets not giving up. 2-run shot by William Lugo over the left field wall. And Omar De Los Santos will step in.
Looks like the Cardinals have someone warming up in the bullpen as well.
You've got now at this point, right? You don't know what's going to happen. Looks one like ball, one strike. The pitch up the middle. Could get through. Instead, the shortstop, Rivas, makes the play and the throw to first base. And that ball looked like it was going up the middle. Rivas went to his left with one smooth, fluid motion through to first. He knew he had to be quick and he had to be accurate because De Los Santos is so fast. He has 12 stolen bases on the season. He could get any, you know, make any little hit into an infield base hit. Great job by the shortstop, Rivas. That was not an easy play at all. Two down, Raul Barisierta at the plate. We know he can give this ball a ride, too. Barisierta, 1-for-4. There goes the bell to say this is it. Two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch. Monzo. Ooh, I knew he was throwing. He was trying for the curveball there, and that hung up. But luckily, it hung up so high and straight that, you know, Barisierta was not going to swing at that. Here's the 1-2 with two down. Ball off the end of the bat. That one's going out of play. Cardinals up by 4. They were up by 8. Can you believe it that the Mets scored 4 runs, 2 home runs, a single, 2 doubles this inning? That could be what a team does an entire 9 innings, what they've done here in the 9th. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 down. The kick, the pitch, the swing, and a miss. The pound of the bat on the ground, and the Cardinals are victorious. The Mets, they put up a fight here in the 9th, scoring 4. But the Cardinals pull it out 13-9. They stop their losing streak and pick up a win here in the series. It's a 6-game set. On game 5, the Cardinals find a way to win. They've got to score a lot of runs. That's the key. On 14 hits, the Cardinals have 13 runs. St. Lucie, also 14 hits, but only 9 runs. We'll be right back with our post-game show right after this on the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. Cardinals win 13-9.
What to expect when you're expecting?
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more.
Welcome back to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network post-game show here on Game 5 of the 6-game series. And the Cardinals, they get their 10th win of the season, defeating the St. Lucie Mets 13-9. What a game, Sean, as both teams had 14 hits, but the Cardinals had 13 runs, 4 more than the St. Lucie Mets. and won Game 5 here, stopping a five-game losing streak. They had lost the previous four games here to the St. Lucie Mets, and maybe the weekend is for the Cardinals. You know, they've got tomorrow again, and maybe it's the day games that are helping the Cardinals out. Winning today, as we had a 3 o'clock afternoon start. Tomorrow is a noon start. The winning pitcher is Garcia. He's 1-3 on the season. The loss goes to McLaughlin. Well, the Palm Beach Cardinals scored two in the third to take over the lead 2-0. But then the St. Lucie Mets came back in the fifth and took the lead 3-2. But it was very short-lived as the Cardinals took and added two runs in the fifth, took the lead 4-3. But what did the Mets do in the sixth? Oh, they just added a run and tied it up. It was a 4-4 ball game to the bottom of the sixth. The Cardinals said, hey, wait a minute. In the bottom of the sixth inning, it was tied 4-4. And what an inning it was, as Tyler Reichenborn, he had a 9-game hit streak and was hitless today until the sixth inning. Then the bases were loaded, doubled, and drove in and cleared the bases. And that just really helped the Cardinals right there as they took over the lead then in the sixth and were up 7-4. Then in the seventh, another big inning by the Cardinals. The Cardinals scored 5 runs. They added another in the eighth. 13 runs. You know, it looked like 13. It was a 13-4 ball game. Sean, what happened in the top of the easy as the Mets, everybody was getting on base. There was multiple home runs even.
Yeah, the Mets did not want to lose this ball game. Made sure that they stayed in it. Hartwig pitching for them, making sure that they, with four hits and 4 runs, keeping his ERA at a 4.9. I think he was trying to do his best to keep them in the game.
Yes, so it was a tough battle, you know, at times, especially for the Cardinals. I mean, I think they just battled each and every minute of this game because they were on that 5-game losing streak and hadn't won no games this series yet until today. And, you know, in the basement in the East Division where the St. Lucie Mets, not only do they have the best record in the East, but they have the best record in the Florida State League. So to beat this team is definitely an accomplishment. And, you know, they knew they had to score a lot of runs because even though the Mets didn't score that many in the first few games, you know, just 3 runs, 4 runs to win the game, they had scored 8 last night. But they just looking at this lineup and see the free swinging that the Mets are and the potential to do damage, and we had that wind blowing out, gusting out, and so each fly ball was, you know, at the warning track basically, and I think the wind helped quite a few get over the fence here today. But the St. Lucie Mets in the top of the ninth inning scored 5 runs. That's more than they scored all game. They had 4 runs leading up to that point and then scored 5, and it really was. Ramirez had a home run, and Guerrera doubled, Dominguez doubled in 2, and then William Lugo with a 2-run shot. That was the 5 runs that the Mets scored. Fortunately, though, the Cardinals had more. 13-9 win for Palm Beach. As we take a look, we mentioned that Garcia is the winning pitcher. He blew a save. He blew it, but then came back to get the win, thank goodness for the Cardinals. He pitched 3 innings, allowed 4 hits, a run, out 3. The starting pitcher for the Cardinals, Gerard, went 4 strong innings, only allowed a couple of hits and no runs. He's the only pitcher out of the 4 pitchers here for the Cardinals that did not give up a run to the Mets. Gerard struck out 3. His ERA is now 3.07. On the losing side, McLaughlin, he gets the loss, his first of the season, has an 0-1 record, only pitched 1 1/3, but his 3 hits and 3 runs that were earned that he allowed were on the losing end for McLaughlin, and his ERA has ballooned then also with that. But what a game it was. As we take a look at the offense for the Palm Beach Cardinals, we cannot forget Mendoza, 2-for-4, 3 RBIs, scored 3 runs. Reichenborn, we mentioned his big bases-clearing double that extends his hit streak now to 10 games, 1-for-4 today, 3 RBIs. Revis, he was big with the bat, too, as he went 3-for-5, scored a run, and drove in 3. His base hit in the third was key as he drove in the first 2 runs of the ball game for the Cardinals to give him that 2-0 lead. McKeithen, 2-for-4, picks up his first 2 hits of the season, scored 2 runs, and drove in another. Home run was off the bat of Luis Rodriguez. That gave some insurance that of course, definitely the Palm Beach Cardinals lead needed as a solo shot. That was in the bottom of the 8th. The other home run was off the bat of Ramon Mendoza. And that was a key, too. That was a big 2-run home run in the 5th that helped the Cardinals. And what a game. Just what a game it was. And what about you, Sean? Saw a lot of hits here today.
A lot of hits. It looked like the Cardinals definitely needed to pull this one out, getting them to 10-16 on the season. We'll be back here tomorrow to see if they can pull out another victory against the Mets. Even though the Mets are in the lead of the season, it seems like the Cardinals are trying to find a way to. They may be in the 4th right now, but hopefully by next week we can 3rd, maybe 2nd place in the league. So we'll see where we go.
The Cardinals win 13-9 on 14 hits. Both teams had 14 hits. And as you mentioned, Sean, the Palm Beach Cardinals are now 10-16 on the season. Pick up their 10th victory here today. And let's start a win streak, Cardinal fans. Why not keep it going? And tomorrow, check in with us here on the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. It's a noon start, so come with us at 11:45 a.m. for the pregame show, but a noon start Eastern time here in Jupiter. And everybody else, well, let's head over to Tacos and Tequila over across the street. I'm sure the food is still good and piping hot, along with I can hear the music, the concerts are starting, the dancing, and we're just going to dance our way into tomorrow's game. It's a noon start once again. Game 6 of the 6-game set. The St. Lucie Mets back in town tomorrow. So the Cardinals win game 10 in this 1 month of the season, 13-9. I'm Lisa Pride alongside Sean Tomlinson. Thank you for joining us here today on the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. Have a great day, and we'll see you at the ballpark.